The Pirates play host to the Yankees as Ivan Nova squares off against his former team for the first time, and Nova comes out hot against his old friends.
And he swings, and I think he fouled tip. I guess it's Stewart hung on. Anyway, there's one away. The pitch to Headley is caught on and missed. There's a slider down and in, and there are two away. And he swings and misses, breaking ball. So Nova struck out the side, his first time against his old team. And the pitch is lined hard, deep down the right field line, and it is a base hit off the right field wall. McCutchen goes to third. They're going to send him. The throw home is not in time. It's a double to right for Polanco, a ribby double, and the Pirates take a 2-0 lead. So it's Ellsbury, Judge, and Bird in this inning. First three scheduled. And Ellsbury swings and lines one down the right field line, and that ball is gone. Ellsbury hit one over the scoreboard wall, 21 feet high, into the seats above it. He Ellsbury's it in the right field seats. Well, everything is Jake with Jacoby, and the Yankees are on the board. They trail 2-1. And the pitch is swung on and grounded to second. He booted it. He booted it. Everyone's safe. How do y'all like that? That was going to be a game-ending double play. It was a ground ball to Harrison, a few steps on the first base side of second. And that was an easy double play. He booted it, and the bases are loaded with one man out. Bases loaded, one out. And the pitch is caught on a miss. He got what he wanted. A strikeout and a high fastball two away. It'll be a 2-0 to Cosma. You figure he's taking it. Also, you figure that Watson's going to throw a fastball. He just missed on two breaking balls. And the 2-0. Swung on, hit on the ground to third. And the flip to second for the force to end the game. Ball game over. Pirates win.
Tony Watson gets out of trouble and picks up save number 6 on the year. And 2-1 Pirates is your final. The Pirates take the series against the Yankees. Ivan Nova gives up one run over 7 with 7 strikeouts to record the victory. And Jordan Montgomery is hung with his first big league loss. The Yankees see their streak of 3 straight series wins come to an end. Joe Girardi's club falls to 11-7 on the year.
No, I thought he mixed his pitches. You know, I thought we hit the ball better than probably the amount of hits that we had today. They played good defense behind him. You know, I thought he used his fastball up and down, and he used his breaking ball pretty effectively.
Montgomery got into some trouble early there, was really able to limit the damage. When a young pitcher is able to show you that, do you learn something about him?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we've talked about, we think he has a lot of poise for a young pitcher when he's out there. And I thought he again did today. You know, you look at the first three innings, he didn't really have but his curveball. That was all he had. And he didn't throw a good changeup until the end of the fourth inning and then kind of got that going. But I thought he did a really good job of minimizing damage.
Second time in 3 starts that you've mentioned that he just hasn't had all of his pitches. Why do you think he's a tick off mechanically?
Well, you know, it happens early in the year. I think for guys, you know, you get days off. They're not always on normal rest. There's a bunch of things. There's probably emotions there as well. There's probably a lot of things going through. But he'll get it. He'll figure it out. I think it's really encouraging. I think it's a pretty big step so far for a young pitcher at this level, not to have all your stuff and be able to minimize damage. I had the bases loaded in the first and nobody out and seemed to, you know, gave up the one run. So that says something about him. And, you know, you want him to keep taking steps forward, and I thought he took another one today.
You know, with the way Nova pitched today, the way he's pitched since August, 29 when he was traded. Is it fair to say that maybe you guys gave up on him too early?
No. I think you look at the numbers at our place. You know, he had some good years. He had some tough years. We had to make a decision. Last year at the time, we thought it was the right move to make, and we made the move, and you don't look back.
Given hindsight, though?
No.
Especially after the error?
I mean, we had a chance. We had a chance in the eighth, too. Eighth and the ninth. We just weren't able to get the big hit when we needed to. So, you know, this group keeps fighting, and that's a really good sign. You know, you give yourself opportunities, and you're going to win some of those games. And those, you know, those are important games to win, the ones when you come back late.
Obviously, you make all these moves for reasons. But then at the end, when you have Cosmo there and no one else to go to, is that just a tough situation?
Yeah, well, when I look at it, I mean, you don't know if you're going to get to that spot. When you make those moves, you know, you can't guarantee that you're going to get to that spot. So, I mean, it's just the way it worked out today.
Joe, go.
Might have blown up on Mitchell in the past.
Yeah, I thought he did a good job of getting out of that inning too, because he seemed off a little bit, you know, the first three hitters, and then he kind of figured it out. So that is an inning that could have became a problem for him. He kept us right there and gave us a chance.
When you face the Red Sox, Joe, do you learn more about your team in a series against them than say, Pittsburgh?
You can. I mean, you can. Obviously, it's a very talented group. We know that, and we're going to see good starting pitching and good bullpen, and they run the bases, they hit. I mean, they do a lot of things, so you can. Sometimes it's when you play a team as much as who you're playing to.
I know Holiday isn't accustomed to pinch hitting. Is it just going to be good to get him back in the lineup?
Yeah. We won't deal with this until the next road trip. We'll see what we do the next road trip.
Are any of those guys who are struggling, whether it be him or Brett or Greg, concern of yours?
I really believe they'll get going. You know, I thought the Guardy hit the ball hard twice. I think Bird's at-bats have been good. I thought Maddie put a good at-bat there. So, you know, you'd like to get them going sooner than later, but I feel really good about them.
What do you tell Joe? I don't know how many young players have played against the Red Sox in Fenway. What kind of advice would you give them about going into a series like that?
Just go play your game. You know, it's the same game. Might be a little different atmosphere, but it's the same game. It's not going to change, so you have to execute defensively, you have to execute your pitches, and you have to swing the bats.
Jordan Montgomery pitches well in defeat on Sunday. The young left-hander goes six. He allows two runs with five strikeouts. He offered this on his performance.
I don't know. Just tried to make each pitch and treat it like no one was on base, attack the hitter, and try and stop the bleeding.
You had kind of mentioned that this is the second time in three starts where maybe didn't have all your pitches working for you. When that's the case, how difficult is it for you to try to navigate through a lineup several times?
I mean, you rarely ever have everything going. So I'll never expect to have everything, but I didn't really have much going today at all. So I just tried to battle and keep us in it.
He said he really liked the way you battled and that he was encouraged with the way you were still able to keep them in the game, get through six. How do you look at this outing as a whole?
Yeah, I mean, still technically a quality start as long as six innings, two runs. But, I mean, obviously I'm not happy about it being how off everything felt. So just got to get back to work tomorrow and off day tomorrow, but next day and be better in 5 days.
To yourself these first three starts?
I mean, if you can go six innings, two runs with nothing, obviously I deserve to be here. So I want to be better and pitch with my strengths and just win.
Any reason why you think maybe you're a tick off mechanically?
No, it happens. It's not the first time. It's not going to be the last time it ever happens. So, I mean, those are the games. You just got to battle.
The Yankees are off until Tuesday when they begin a three-game series at Fenway Park against the Red Sox. Luis Severino gets the nod in the opener.